Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real hello bags.
Hey, just before we start today, join our Patreon. If you have not yet, go to the link in the bio where we do live streams every month and also group Zoom calls as well if you want to join in on those. And there's a whole heap of bonus content up there if you're listening on other apps other than Apple Podcasts and you're missing out on that bonus bedroom banter. That is where you can get it.
Yes, Matthew, hello.
Hey, Michelle.
You need to get on to our next bonus bedroom banter just from your own bedroom. Just jump on the Zoom. I actually do. I'd love to see you and Joni, your beautiful cat, on that.
Do you think people care?
Bex, yes, they Bex care.
And I've been talking about severely reducing my input to this podcast.
Hang on. Let's discuss this.
I know. People don't want to hear it. They
what
don't.
Do you mean? Who has said that?
I'm not trying to say Can We Be Real listeners are mean, but to me, they can be pretty brutal.
What are they saying?
Pass them on.
No, I can't.
Read an email because I don't believe what you're saying right now because I've got access
whenever
to
Whenever I say
all
anything,
the...
people send me messages saying, you better shut the fuck up.
Oh, God.
Who
that is
says
bullshit.
That?
Bullshit. I'm going to say on behalf of fans of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, name them. Name them.
And shame them.
Terrify me. I wouldn't.
Oh, that is such bullshit.
You just are you actually
being
genuine?
He doesn't
want to
be on the show. We know he's the anti-millennial in that he's like doesn't want to be.
Can you explain that? Like that is really fascinating to me.
He doesn't have to.
No. What I mean is like explain the thinking of not wanting to be on something when I think
because it's so foreign to us because we're such show ponies. We're
well,
like,
well, yeah, you guys are presenters. I'm a producer of Australian true crime. Yeah. If we're being real,
you're embarrassed to be. Here.
I don't produce. Can We Be Real?
No, you're a star.
Yeah, you're a star. You're on it.
Yeah,
you're a celebrity.
You are.
No, I'm not.
And I've got to be really honest. When you're not there, I feel like 33% of the show dips.
We do feel that way, but we can't force him to be famous. Like we've tried.
It's already happened, mate. That's the problem.
I know,
it's
we've
happened.
Tried, and he's like, he doesn't like it.
You're in the back
like
catalogue, mate. You're always going to be there now.
He doesn't like
I'm
it.
I'm pushing against it.
Okay, all right.
I'll be around.
Will you? Yeah, see, I don't know. See, because if he doesn't want to be, then we're going to have to find another boy, because we do need someone on the Googles and that, and we need a younger voice. I feel like we do, so we might have to find if you... You sure you don't want to be famous, but I'll give you time to really think about it.
Okay. Yeah, don't... Thank you. Have a think.
Because we'll have to find another boy. But anyway, we're really glad you're back.
What kind of boy do you want?
We did miss you.
What do you? What's the show missing?
Well, it'll miss that.
It'll miss
a Matthew-shaped boy.
I miss you guys, for sure.
Are you resigning?
The lines you've thrown me into.
Yeah. So you didn't see this coming, did you? You just thought this little thing will fail within three
you know
weeks.
What happens? You know, I'm living my life, right? Yep. I'm living my life just the way I know it. A man, I assume, breaks into my car, takes my MacBook.
This is what's driving
this. The Daily Mail writes about it. And people comment on it saying, Matthew is part of the problem.
Never read the comments.
No.
Is that what I'm pissed you off?
Yeah, I get that. It's a bit of a shock, isn't it?
I don't like it.
I get that.
Oh, fame is a hungry bitch.
Yeah.
And I get that.
And real players, they move in silence, you know.
She's a gangster.
Yeah. Okay. What's
that? Okay, but take your time and be sure. But we are going to have a Matthew-shaped hole if you really decide to leave.
Whew. Get into the closed Facebook group. We'll put a poll up whether Matthew should leave or not.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
You're not going to like the answer.
What do you mean?
You're not going to like the answer
and you're going to be locked in.
He's not going to be locked in. He doesn't have to adhere to the results of the poll.
The way the world works is that the listeners decide. Right?
He doesn't have to. We can't
force him. This is like Big Brother.
Him.
This is Big Brother. We're going to evict him or keep him on.
Listen,
we're being Gretel Colleen right now.
I know, but the first time you see yourself in the Daily Mail is startling.
Is it?
And I think I'm a bit of bad luck. I'm here to set up the mics and record sometimes on his laptop.
Sometimes.
I've lost 8 episodes in total.
Oh, yeah, but we've forgotten about that. Like, then that's what you have to do. You have to forget about that. Like, we just...
I mean, I was pretty angry for a few days there.
I was.
But then we just forget about it.
I just thought this is great content. And then when we then made a lot of fun of you, then that's just jokes. Ask my kids.
With a peppering of bullying, kids, but it's just like just, jokes with a peppering.
Yeah, just mean, ask my kids about how you have to think
brutal.
About... being content.
Hurt my feelings.
Okay, you need a little session. I'm going to set up a little lunch between you and my children.
I think Danny needs to be there too.
No, we're not patching Danny into that lunch.
Okay.
My kids need to just walk Matthew through life as content.
Actually, yeah, interesting. What did your partner say when she saw you in the Daily Mail?
She wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's always the way.
Yeah.
It's always partners in these situations where they feel like, hang on, I didn't want to be in any of this scenario.
She wasn't in it?
She was cropped out. I cropped her out of the photo because she was in the photo that you sent. So
I
did crop her out of the photo because it was taken from your Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. That's just life, Matthew, for some of us.
For some of us.
Your kids are just always in the news.
Yeah.
Well, mum's always in the news, embarrassing them.
You know, some of us are Googleable. That's just life. And some of us sometimes are in the news. And, yeah, I mean, just go down and have a little milkshake with my kids and they'll just talk you through it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
And what will they say, do you think?
They'll say, look, Matthew, sometimes we are going to be content and you just need to understand.
Do you feel like they're talking about it like this? Or are they saying, yeah, look, Matthew, we get it, mate. It's fucked.
Yeah. But either way, it's all good and it's just about moving on. It's just about going, ah. That's annoying, but tomorrow it'll be a story about Andrew O'Keefe. And that's the beauty.
From mum.
Every
from
second to third day, it's Andrew O'Keefe.
Yeah. It's either mum or Michelle.
It's usually Andrew O'Keefe every third day and the rest of us take a turn in between, you know? And now we've added Matthew to the
but
cycle, so there's another person.
You can just say it's AI Michelle now, though.
I know, right? How great.
You can always just say that.
That's what Bag said the other day. He goes, oh, now you can just always say, I didn't say that.
Usually when you're doing the podcast, you'll get people come up and say, I love this moment when you talked about this. You're going to have moments where people come up to you and go, how was that news the other day we were speaking about? And you're going to have no idea what you spoke about.
Because I literally didn't. Like now, I think to myself, God, I don't even remember saying that. But in the future, I'll think, oh, well, I probably didn't.
Yeah.
What are the rules with that? Like if your AI version of you said something that people go, no, that's not correct. Can you be like, I don't care, wasn't me.
No.
It will always be correct. No, but it will always be correct because it just will be.
Okay.
And also, no, these are news stories. We're not writing these stories, it must be said. We're clicking. Yeah, these are coming from news stories.
Yeah.
Yes. So like
Let's not go behind the curtain.
It's such a great way of putting it.
Let's just... We're the Wizard of Oz here.
Oh, God. It's just the future, Matthew. Don't be afraid. Okay? Shit. When are you having this lunch with my children? Because fuck, man, you need it. And bring your girlfriend. Because you kids need to calm down.
I also love that you brought it up on the podcast.
Yeah.
We spoke about this, how you when you're in the power of the microphone, you can really sort everything out properly, can't you?
Yeah, you so can.
Like you can actually get in there, ask the questions, and the other person has to answer.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what is it going to be? Just silence on the other end.
Yeah, you are really becoming a broadcaster, I have to say.
You're wedging us into a situation.
Because you understand the power of asking someone a question on air.
Like, when it's documented, if you asked us this over dinner,
we could go, I'm not fucking, don't worry about it. Yeah, just shush, mate, zip it.
That's how we deal with things.
But if you ask someone a question on air, they're like, ugh, you little fucker. And we have to answer, you know.
Well played, Matthew.
Yeah,
well played.
Very good, mate. Yeah. The student has overtaken the master. I see. Okay, very good. But I will miss you if you choose to leave this show. So let's just leave it.
Open.
Casual.
When you want to come in, you come in.
That's it. Let's just leave it.
Thanks, guys. All right.
Casual at the moment. Okay. all of that came out of, I'm glad you're back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Secrets and sparkles, mate.
Listen to just, you filling
just
up.
Topping up as Woo! We get started.
Nice.
If you've got a secret you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page.
Yes, please do.
All right, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Here we go. Brace yourself. Secret number one.
Hi, Michelle and Bags. My secret is about a pretty shitty boyfriend that I had many years ago who was a really big drinker. He'd go out and write himself off at the pub and then come home, pass out and snore like a freight train, which was really annoying. Anyway, one night he got home after a big session and was snoring so bad. I tried to roll him over in the bed, and because I was so annoyed, I must have pushed him really hard because he rolled over but kept on rolling over the side of the bed, hitting his head on the bedside table on the way down. He didn't wake up and just kept sleeping and snoring on the floor. The next morning, he had bumps and bruises on his head and no idea how it happened. So I told him that he'd been in a fight at the pub the night before and he'd gotten a life ban and couldn't go back. He was pretty embarrassed about it and that he didn't think he even got a punch in this fight because his knuckles look fine.
Oh, Jesus.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's disappointed in himself.
Oh, yeah. I'm so
I didn't get a bloody punch in last night.
I mean, other ways to tell the story, you know, he's blackout drunk and she's kicked him out of bed so hard he's hit his head on the – it could have died.
But he stayed asleep and just kept snoring away.
Right? He's got a head injury. He just kept sleeping. Fuck, hectic relationship. Hectic.
That is
like he's literally blackout, can't remember that he didn't have a fight.
You haven't been that drunk before?
I mean, I've
been pretty drunk.
Blacked
you
out.
Can tell me I've done a lot of stuff and I'd be like, really? Did
I've
I do
that?
I've
been so drunk. I mean, I went out
last night.
Yeah, obviously, but I'm not drinking that much these days. When
I love how you tell me that, right?
I don't.
You
I
say
don't.
That to me every time we do this. I don't drink that much, and then we get shit.
Yeah, that's why. Because this is what I'm trying to say to you. So now, when I go out every couple of weeks, it's a really massive one. So, just before
Christmas.
We do
this podcast a lot.
Yeah, we do. Why not? But just before Christmas, I went out with the mums, and we went out to the local sports club, right? Because it's got a shuttle bus. That drops you back home around
How
the
great. Night.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And the guy who drives the bus is such a champion. He knows everyone in the neighborhood and he knows where most of us live. So I went dancing, right, with my friend Jackie because there's a band on and I'm dancing and then I said, I got to go to the toilet. And I go to the toilet and the next thing I know, I'm home. And I go, fuck, I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I had to text Jackie and go, I'm at home. And... she's still dancing. And it shuts at midnight. That's how, because we started early. And I realised he's just walking around at a certain time and he just starts picking us off and throwing us in the shuttle bus.
That's great.
Oh, I had no memory, though. I had no memory. Mm. Last I knew, I was going to the toilet, and the next thing I knew, I was home. Mm. So I understand having a few little dark spots in your night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I get that. But I'd like to think if I'd had a fight, I'd remember if I'd had a fight or not. I'd like to think that would be
but this guy sounds
a highlight.
Like this guy sounds like he's got a drinking problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And it's getting that bad.
There's another way to tell the story that she's just told. It's like this guy can't remember if he's had a fight or not. I'd like to think if Jackie and I punched on the dance floor, I'd remember it. If someone said you and Jackie punched on and we hadn't, I'd be able to go, no, we didn't. I'd remember that. This is hectic. And then if someone kicked me out of bed snoring and I hit my head, I'd wake up. This is full on. Yeah. Shit. Well, I'm glad you're not with him anymore, Dulles.
How do you file it?
I can't remember. Oh, I can't even open up the folders anymore.
Did you turn up today with your laptop?
No, I didn't even bring my laptop. It was a lot to do to get the hair ready.
Okay. You've got I Love It, Good Luck You're Fucked.
Good Luck He's Fucked. I'm going to put it in Good Luck You're Fucked, but I don't mean you, Dulles. Yeah. I mean him. Mm. I see he's probably dead by now. But
it is a bit of a downer. Yeah. This is our next secret.
Hi, guys. I should not be proud of this, but I secretly am. About 4 years ago, my husband and I separated, and within 6 months of separating, he had repartnered with an ex. Mm-hmm. They do share a child together who's now 22, and I was the stepmother of that child for 17 years. We were married, have 3 children of our own, now since divorced, best thing I ever did, but I do have a secret. Their very first New Year's together, they had booked flights and accommodation to Far North Queensland to bring in the new year with their newfound love. And I logged onto his email and booking.com and I cancelled the booking.
I mean...
clever.
Yes. I mean, just so and typical. Like, there's a lot of typical men stuff here that I really want to share with our male listeners. First thing you have to do when you get out of a long-term relationship is change your passwords.
But you know what? The thing is, I've got the same password for everything. I'm not.
Yeah.
So I've got to change my password on every, like Netflix.
Yes.
Stan. And the laptop. And the iPhone. And the.
I've heard of exes ruining people's lives because they still have access to the email?
Booking.com is not ruining someone. I think this is great because it's just a slight inconvenience, but a bit of confusion as well, right?
Slight inconvenience? Do you know what happened when they rocked up to the fucking apartments in Cairns with the
in
kids?
In Cairns, where there's plenty of places.
Oh, mate. New Year's Eve.
Who's going to Cairns for New Year's Eve?
Are you fucking joking?
I feel like the fireworks in Cairns. Sorry to anyone in Cairns.
Mate,
shithouse.
I get it, but a lot of people are going. Have you seen the beach? Have you seen the artificial beach in Cairns? It's fucking stunning.
With the piss in the pool?
Yes. There's a lot of people going to Cairns.
And the only reason that's there is because you can't swim in their water because
there's crocodiles. I get it.
Like, who's going there for New Year's
I've
Eve?
I've been there for New Year's Eve, if you must know.
When?
A couple of years ago. It's gorgeous. Douglas.
I don't feel like you went there for New Year's Eve. I feel like you went there for a 3-week holiday and New Year's Eve came up in that 3-week block. No one travels.
No, I was in Port Douglas and we happened to be in Cairns for New Year's.
There we go. So I feel
that's
like
what I'm saying.
They're going to get there early enough to
There's
work
not
out.
Enough accommodation in Cairns. There is not. I ended up in shit accommodation. Mate, you don't, and they're only newly back together. I'm telling you, they would have had the biggest Barney.
Mm, they would.
When they got, she would have blamed him.
Yeah.
Craig. You had one job. You told me you booked the accommodation. I did book the accommodation.
Look.
Well, fucking here we
and
are.
And you would have had the booking there?
Yeah.
Here's the number. Oh, actually, you know what? On his email, he will have the booking with the confirmation, right? So then he gets to say to the person at reception, we booked.
Boom.
Here it is. It's paid for.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever. So therefore, the person behind reception.
He probably left it pay at the venue.
Or whatever. He's got data to back him up here.
But then at Recepo, they go, you cancelled. He goes, no, I didn't.
Yeah, but he's not going to say no, I didn't like that. He's going to go this confidently.
Yeah.
I did not cancel. Why would I do that?
Here I am.
Oh, here I am. So why would I have cancelled it?
Well, sir, here's the email.
Oh. So I don't know if this is working. Sorry.
It has worked because Craig and Vanessa have shown up with the kids.
Yeah, but.
And there's no room, mate. There's no room at the inn. And they're schlepping from arsehole to breakfast time around Cairns, trying to find a room for 5 on New Year's Eve. So I go back to my original point, which is change your passwords. As soon as you break up with a woman, because we are smart.
You are
devilish.
Yes, you are.
We're vengeful. Change your passwords.
What if you've got a great password though, like boob69, you know, and you don't want to lose that?
Add an exclamation mark. Don't be a fucking idiot.
She's going to try that shit though.
Yeah, she probably will. She's angry.
She's going to be going through all combos.
She's going through all the characters. Mm. She's smart. She's vengeful. She hates you.
Mm,
she hates you with a passion.
Yeah.
And also, men repartner so quickly. Whether you kick them out or you die, they will have a new partner in 6 months. I swear to God.
Really?
As soon as they have no clean clothes left, they're just going to go wandering down the street with a dirty shirt going, somebody take care of me. And some sad bitch will walk out in the street and go, come here.
Yeah.
Boom. They're engaged.
Has this struck a nerve to you?
Honestly, it's infuriating and I love it. Okay. I love it. Sorry, Craig. He can change his passwords. Hopefully he's learned his lesson and good for you. I love it.
Ex-husband, did you know any of his passwords?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I just didn't want anything to do. Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes, of course. Of course.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Come on.
No, I didn't do anything. No, just trying to think. Did you
cancel his Netflix?
Ooh. Well, yeah, because it was my Netflix.
Fucking boom.
I just kicked him off everything of mine.
Great.
He's still on my fucking Medicare card.
Get him off.
I figured out how to do it. But
the password.
Yeah, it was just like, just kicked him off everything of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll show him. Where's he now?
On his mum's couch. So, you know, he's paying a heavy price.
All right. This is the next secret.
Hey, guys. Love you. I'm just currently listening to your episode about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And, you guys started talking about something that really opened up some emotions for me. So about 20 years ago, I was about 16 and I was hanging out with these girls and they kept talking about someone named Shrek and saying really horrible things. And I'm like, you know, just laughed along. And then weeks later, I realised and found out they were actually talking about me. It was a code name they had for me, and it was so fucking nasty. And, like, I bashed one of them up once I found out. But anyway, long or the short of it, it has really stuck with me for life. And, like, I've been with my husband now for over 15 years, and I can't even tell him about that. Like, I'm so embarrassed, and like, it has completely shaped who I am.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
No, but no,
the bashing up just really...
And it was brilliantly delivered too. So
I
bashed one of them up. But yeah, I know, it's such a, you know, so sad. I really do feel it. And especially when you say you haven't even been able to tell your husband, it's like so deep, the cut.
Yeah. It's but horrible.
The way you delivered, bashed one of them up was fucking gold. And it was so Real Housewives as well. Because the lady that I'm sure I said it at the time, the lady that I was talking about, she's so desperate to be liked that she just like pretends it's okay that they've called her Shrek, Lego Man. Another lady said she looks inbred.
What do you mean she's desperate to be liked that she will just put up with it?
Yeah, absolutely. She knows. Another lady said she looks inbred. And then when she said, I mean, you said that I look inbred. I mean, do you really think that? And the lady goes, yeah, I do. And she's like, oh. She's still trying to be friends with these ladies. And I just think if I knew that someone called me Shrek, I don't know that I'd bash them up. Maybe as a teenager I might have wanted to, and I'd never get over it.
Would you go Domenica off Married at First Sight and smash the glass on the table?
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, maybe. Don't hurt anyone, but just like...
Yeah, maybe.
And just like, fucking Shrek.
It's pretty, you know, like, yeah. I certainly wouldn't try to be friends with them. And I honestly don't know that I'd ever be able to share it with another person that, you know, as a teenager, people used to call me Shrek. And certainly sit in front of me. It's so hurtful.
And talk about it.
And talk about
it. As a code name.
Yeah, like, they're being so cruel, making fun of you so much. They're sitting around going, oh, God, what about that thing Shrek the other day? And you're sitting there. It is vile.
Is that something that happens a lot where people are talking code in front of people?
It's girls. Girls bullying.
Because that blows my mind that people would do that confidently in front of the person being there.
That's how girls bully. That's just that
so it's
that
a
cruel, psychological, you know, boys punch. Girls are just so cruel psychologically. They make up things like that to do.
I would not survive.
No. But I don't think boys would survive. Girls are so cruel.
Do girls do that about guys when the guy is sitting there? Like, you know what I mean? Like, give him a code name so that...
They could do. I mean, that's just one example.
And
you're
sitting going, geez, that sounds a bit like me.
That's just one example. Or I remember, you know, as kids, girls would make up things like, every time if that guy brushes against you, you got to wash your hands because he's so gross.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do remember. So I had really bad acne in high school, and I remember I accidentally walked behind a group of girls who said because I was a really good swimmer back in the day.
Mm.
So I used to go to state swimming and do all of those kinds of, you know, the triathlons and all that kind of thing. So I was really, really fit, and I remember walking past this group, and they said, he's got a great body, but it's a shame about his head, right? And I was like, oh, fuck. Because at that point in my life, there was not much skin on the face. It was literally just pussy zit after pussy zit.
Yeah, yeah.
But hearing that, you were like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. And they just ruthless.
That was pretty ruthless to me. I was like, Jesus, come on, guys. That's my weak spot.
I know, of course. They're just cruel. They just don't care. That's what's good about this too. This can be an outlet for you to say, there are things that I've never told anybody, certainly. When you said, I haven't even told my husband, it made me think of things that I did only ever tell my husband from childhood, you know, perfectly understandable, both the bashing and the fact.
The bashing, I don't know about that.
You've never told anybody. Yeah, as a kid, I get it. That's so fucked. I mean, I'm not advocating for kids to bash each other, but I remember saying to Louis about things that happened to him at school, at his old school. I said, you know, there was a time when people would tell kids like you to punch them. Obviously, we can't say that anymore, but he's not that sort of kid. But you know, I can understand now why people would say to their kids,
"Get in there.
You've got to punch this kid." That's the only way to stop. You know, you do sometimes get to that point where you think,
"What's left?" Yeah,
something's got to be done to break the circuit here.
Yeah,
punch this kid in the nose,
or you could go in there and punch the kid in the nose.
I did want to. I used to go, "Which one is it?" Push this kid up against a locker.
Yeah.
Sort this out.
This is our final secret.
Hi, guys. First of all, I want to say how much I love your show. Straight as fuck, but I do have the biggest girl crush on you, Michelle. Like, thanks for keeping it so real. But anyways, my secret is that I have a small shop which doesn't have a toilet, and I can't be bothered closing the shop to go to the toilet. So I go in my little kitchenette in the sink, and no one knows about it. Yeah. So when people come and make their coffees and that, they don't know that I've actually weed there. I do rinse it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah. I'm not an animal.
In the sink.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the logistics, because usually sinks are pretty high.
Yeah.
So you're hoiking yourself up there.
You're making me think of those movie scenes where people think, I'll just do a wee and then it comes off the wall.
Yeah.
I hope it's a stable cabinet that it's on.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, it's all plumbing, to quote from Seinfeld.
Yeah, but yeah, people
but
are putting their coffee cups in there and
she rinses it.
She rinses it.
Yeah.
I'd want to fucking chlorine the shit out of that thing. Wouldn't you?
Chlorine. I mean,
why are you being so casual here? If I just piss in your fucking sink at home.
Yeah.
And then just rinse it. I don't even jiff it. Right?
Not even jiff it.
I just rinse it and then say, see you, mate. You go,
Yeah.
You had to go to the toilet. The kids were using the other one.
I'm going to tell you something. One of our cats, Mary.
Oh, fuck, I'm never babysitting those kids, mate. Oh, no, I don't know where.
Mary, one of our cats. Now, she's named after my mum because she's very brave, Mary, like my mum, and a bit mental. Like my mum. And so she's Little Mary and my mum's Big Mary. Anyway, Little Mary, one of the things that I think is incredibly, she's really smart too, Little Mary, really smart. And she figured out plumbing. Sometimes she pisses in a sink. I think that's ingenious. Like specifically, if I'm going to the toilet sometimes early in the morning.
Yeah, but that's the toilets, mate.
Yeah, but she will do a wee in the bathroom sink. So she and I are doing wees together.
Where you brush your teeth.
Yes, but I rinse it. I rinse it down. But don't you think that's ingenious? Like,
nah.
To me, the genius of it overweighs.
I know, it's great. The cat worked out that that's a pipe.
She worked out plumbing.
Well done.
She's a cat.
I'd be training that cat to get the fuck out and go in that little.
I don't know how
dirt
to train cats.
In the corner.
But isn't she clever?
No.
That's pretty clever.
I'd be furious.
Why?
So you're happy with that?
No. I'm blown away.
It's smart.
By how clever that
it's
is.
It's clever.
Yeah. But it's just figure that out all by yourself.
Urine in the place where you brush your teeth.
Down the drain.
It doesn't get it down the drain.
It does. She's not it. She gets most of it down the drain. I swear to God. You know.
So she turning the tap on and rinsing it as
I
well?
Rinse it. She's not that clever.
It's like Jinxie from
thumbs.
Are you a clean freak?
My house is clean. I'm not going to say.
I'm not a clean freak, but I can't handle that at all. It's got germy vibes to it, don't you think? Like, you know, I'm not a germaphobe, but it's got like.
Yeah, I'm not a germaphobe. It doesn't worry me.
Really?
Nah. Oh. If anything, I am a germ loader. I would say more so before COVID, I was always like, it's good for kids to have pets, you know, makes them stronger.
Immune system, yeah. Things like that, sure.
Yeah, I always think I'm strong because I've got a strong immune system because I grew up with pets. I was always, right. You know. Like, so our house is never dirty, but it's, yeah, cleaned from top to bottom like twice a week. But I don't care if the cat pisses in the sink.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not going to kill you. So, yeah, I mean, if I went into this lady's shop and she goes, do you want a coffee? I go, yep. And I knew for a fact that she had weed in the sink, but rinsed it. It's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, so you're happy with that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you've got a secret you want to share it with Michelle, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page.
Perfectly understandable. Yeah. And better than when you want to go to a shop and they've got that sign that goes back in 5 minutes. Annoying.
No, it's not, actually. I'd rather them take fucking 5 minutes and go to a fucking toilet and not piss in their sink where they're going to make me a coffee. Would you like a coffee every time? And what is she doing? Is she a hairdresser?
I don't know.
Someone needs to investigate this. Isn't there like a workplace health and safety?
Yeah, but mate, shut up. Oh, God, you narc.
I'm not going to dob on her, but come on. I'm thinking about where I go to in these little places.
Yeah.
I'm only shopping at like big shopping centres now.
Well, they don't all have little toilets. That's not exactly what I'm talking about. They don't have toilets in the back of every shop. They're the places that go back in 5 minutes. But they might have a little sink out the back, a little whittle.
Oh, all right. If you've got a secret you want to share it, go to the link in the bio, Michelle's Instagram page. You can also go to the link in the bio for the Patreon as well, where you can get live streams. We will see you next Tuesday.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.